You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I'm in a work training program. There's this guy there who's always trying to pick a fight. What do I do? Let's get into it.
Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Gwen Fitzgerald.
I'm ready to go.
And Jed Brewer.
I'm not certain, but here we are.
Doing the best we can since 2016, right here on The Bridge Loud. Now, we have a question that came in tonight to thebridgeloud@gmail.com from someone who's also doing the best they can.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome to write in your questions to thebridgeloud@gmail.com if you have one. This one says, I'm in a work training program. There's this guy there who's always trying to pick a fight. What do I do? And Gwen, I'd love to start you off here. I think we can all relate to the concept of really wanting to do something,
right,
even though we may know it may be a bad idea. So how do we deal with that?
First and foremost, and I'd like this to finally be the kind of thing we all focus on. If someone is challenging you to a fight, do not ask what a big, tough guy would do.
Yeah.
Ask what a little guy would do, because little guys get picked on. And little guys know how to keep themselves from getting killed.
Yes.
Sure. That's who you need to listen to. Don't ask a big guy. First and foremost, I think it's about recognizing that this is an attack in a certain sense on your dignity and on your pride. And, you feel like that's something I need to defend, this is saying something about me if I don't react to that. And I think... in the moment, that's gonna be the emotional reaction. But I think that's the first thing we want to hammer away at.
Absolutely, and Jed, if you can pick that up, there are some feelings of victimization, of weakness that one may get in that moment when they're being either verbally or physically challenged. They don't do something back, but we need to look at what's actually going on here, right?
We do. Look, where I grew up, it was just if someone says something, you say something back. If someone throws a punch, you throw a kick. That's how this works. That's what you do. And if you don't do that, you're not a man. You're not handling things. You're not handling your business. We need to cancel that. But we need to recognize that if that's what you've come up around, it really plays with your head to show some restraint. It really plays with your head to show some self-control, because it makes you feel like, am I just being weak? Am I just letting this person step on me? The truth is, you're showing actual strength. That's what you're doing. You're showing the kind of strength that counts, the kind of strength that actually goes somewhere. It doesn't feel like that's true in the moment. It feels like you're letting someone win. It feels like you're letting someone take advantage of you, but you're not. The every day that you continue to get trained and to not give in to the temptation to just knock this dude's block off, you're winning. You are actually the one winning this competition. It doesn't look like that right today, but we see that in you.
That's absolutely right. That's something we really do need to point out here. If this guy wants to be in a fight and you want to finish the training program, if you punch him and get kicked out of the training program, he won.
Yeah.
He may have gotten punched the one time, right, but in the long run, he won this situation. What we're talking about, and what Jed's speaking to here, is a strength that is independent of this kind of posturing and macho-ness, and the strength to actually get where you're going in life, to succeed on your own terms, to do the things you want to do. That's the kind of strength we want to see for your life. That's the kind of strength God wants to see for your life. And that's the kind of strength that you definitely have the ability to get a hold of and use. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Oh, I'll fight you.
He's very scrappy. And Jed Brewer.
I will not fight you for many, many reasons.
One, it's hard to fight someone through the radio.
Well, I'll radio punch you.
The radio punch is the worst.
Oh, he socked him right in the transmitter. That's gotta hurt. We continue to answer a question that came into the Bridge Lab at gmail.com. It says, I'm in a work training program. There's this guy there who's always trying to pick a fight. What do I do? And Jed, I'd love to get you to start us off on this next segment. We've talked before on the show about things we don't put up with,
yeah,
in things like from family and from romantic partners, but this is a different relationship than we have with those people.
Yes.
Not the least of which, because this one has a very set time limit.
Yes.
How does that inform what we put up with or don't put up with in certain situations?
Great question, man. So there are basically two kinds of problems in life. Problems that will solve themselves if we can just hang in there, and problems that will definitely not solve themselves, so we have to do something. Most problems in life are the second one, actually. They're problems that are not going to solve themselves. We need to take action and do something. You are in a very fortunate position. It doesn't feel like it, but you're in a very fortunate position. This problem will solve itself. Training programs end. They all have a finite duration. Most of them are about 12 weeks long. When it ends, you never have to see this guy again. He becomes someone else's problem. And he will. He will find someone else to bother. That's a guarantee. So what we're talking about here is a situation where if you can keep it together till the end of this program, then you're in the clear. We don't have to come up with something where we're okay with this kind of behavior forever. We just have to find a way and a strategy and the strength to stand our ground for a little while till this program is done.
That's absolutely right. And Glenn, when we have that kind of finite mindset, it gives us the ability to incorporate one of the really good pieces of advice we talk about a lot on the show that we've incorporated from our friends in the addiction recovery industry, which is only having to put up with this one day at a time, right?
Absolutely right. I think part of the struggle here is that sense of I can't tell myself to back down from this situation. So I'm thinking in the moment in the worst possible way. I need to see the big picture. I need to see down the line. And I need to see what the real fight is here. The fight is not a physical one in that sense. The fight is a challenge to whether I can control myself into finishing this training.
Yeah.
And you need to not back down from that fight.
Yes.
That's the real fight, so to speak, that's taking place here. And that's controlling yourself, and it's trying to do your best to control the circumstances around you.
Absolutely right. One of a favorite phrases that Glenn uses in our day job, working with guys coming out of jail, coming out of addiction and trying to get them plugged into some churches and some jobs and stuff, is that a real man or woman of God acts, they don't react.
Yes.
Again, this is what we're talking about here. If you have goals, you have something you want to do, you should be engaged in action towards those things. And this is someone trying to draw you off that path to react to whatever they're doing that day. And this is not a healthy strategy. It's not something that's going to get you where you want to go or where we want you to end up. We'll come back to talk a little bit more about some good strategy on that right here on The Bridge Loud.
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son.
back through here on the Bridge Lab. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
As one great social philosopher once said, you can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Yes, Thomas Petty.
That's right.
One of our greatest thinkers. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
King of the Hill is the finest television show to ever air. Ever.
And partly because...
of Tom Petty.
Of Tom Petty.
Yeah, you didn't think he had that second act in him.
Yeah.
But he really did. We continue to answer a question that came into the bridgelab@gmail.com. It says, I'm in a work training program. There's this guy there that's always trying to pick a fight. And what do I do? And Jed, I'd love to start off with you on this segment. We talked in the last segment about... the real fight we're in. The real fight we're in to control ourselves, to do the things that are going to move our life forward. But one of the things we probably need to do in this is do things that are going to fuel that actual fight.
Yes.
So that we don't want to fuel the fight this gentleman wants us to be in, right?
Yes, absolutely. The fight that you are really in is the fight to finish this training program, to stand strong until you have done that. We need ammunition for that fight. There are at least two things we definitely want to point you towards. The first is spend as much time as you can with people in your life who build you up and encourage you. That could be maybe people in your family, that could be friends, that could be people at a church, but people who believe in you, see the good in you, and call that out and say that out loud. You want as much of that right now as you possibly can. The second is to keep remembering your goals. Remind yourself every day, you signed up for this training program for a reason. You have goals you want to live into. There's a thing on the other side of this you want to be able to do. Keep reminding yourself of that. Keep those goals, that vision, that finish line in mind. If you'll do both of those, you'll have a lot of good ammunition for that fight.
That's absolutely right. And Glenn, one of the best ways to remember those goals, remember those things, is to be around people who are down with those, right?
Absolutely right. I think it's about keeping your head in the right space. As you said, it's about fueling the right side of this equation as opposed to the wrong side of it. And I think another strategy we want to look at that I think may really help, use an odd example. They say with suicide, so when people want to commit suicide, they have people specially trained to keep them from committing suicide. In the movies, that's always somebody with a bullhorn that hands the bullhorn to the girlfriend who says, don't do it. But it turns out in real life, they never do that because... If the girlfriend says don't do it, they immediately just jump off the ledge.
Literally the worst possible idea.
Exactly. In reality, what they do is they climb up on the ledge with the guy and they say, are you a Bulls fan or a Bears fan by any chance? I mean, what are we going to do about Cutler and the thing with the... Are we ever going to have a decent quarterback? And it just breaks the spell.
Yeah.
It just changes the channel. It's a different discussion about a different thing. And the thing is... we need to be able to use that and utilize the power of that in our lives where people kind of get wound up on what they're on and it's like they're hypnotized or something. They're in a spell with that or something. And they can be just obsessive with that. And being able to break that spell, just change the channel. Don't answer. Don't react, as you were saying. That can really change the nature of the interaction.
Absolutely right. I think one of the things you're pointing to there is we have to break the drama of this whole thing because that's what the other person is looking for, by the way. They're looking for a Steven Seagal movie,
right,
where you have a hero and you have the antagonist and they're gonna duke it out at the end.
That's right.
In a highly choreographed ponytailed battle.
That's right.
And this is not that. As we're pointing out, the real thing here is a guy working a job program so he can do better in his life, do better for his family, and move on. That's the story we're on, and that's where we need to keep our focus. We'll come back to talk a little bit more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
They don't know her at all.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I think Sir Steven Seagal has given us a lot of important life lessons.
Absolutely. If you haven't seen Steven Seagal play Macbeth, you've never seen it the way it's meant to be done. Also joining us is Jed Brewer.
When I was 8 years old, Steven Seagal was the most hardcore dude I could imagine.
Yeah,
it tells us a lot about a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to ask a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I'm in a work training program. There's this guy there who always trying to pick a fight. What do I do? Now, if you were Order of the British Empire, Sir Steven Seagal, you may feel the need to punch this dude. But you may want to do it a little special. You may go with a wrist lock. You may go with a roundhouse kick. You may have a response that has a little secret sauce on it.
The secret sauce!
But now Glenn's going to tell us about a different kind of secret sauce. And Glenn, obviously, as we talked about, you've worked with guys who are coming out of gangs, who are coming out of prison culture. And cultures were exactly as Jed started us off in this episode. It is tantamount to your personhood and your manhood that you have to answer every challenge in an extreme way. And part of helping those guys move forward in their life is helping deprogram that. So what do you tell those guys?
Well, ultimately, you know, our work involves, you know, Christian ministry, where we're helping them get closer to God. And we're trying to help them see that this is really about temptation. This is about a big picture view of your life where other people take control of you by challenging you, and that you have to be able to draw on a deeper strength to cut that off. What this person is doing is inviting you to put your head in the lion's mouth just to see what might happen. The answer to that's no, because I'm no fool. And so having that wherewithal to look at somebody and say, you look bigger than me, I think you could probably take me in this fight, so no, I'm not going to fight you. That doesn't make any sense. I'm here to do the training. I don't know what your deal is, but that's what I'm going to do. Being able to see the larger fight that's going on and recognize that that's even on a spiritual level, that there's an attack that's being put on your life that's trying to hold you back, and that God actually cares about giving you the strength to fight in the right direction on that.
Yeah,
absolutely right. Jed, anything you'd add on to that?
Absolutely. You know, when we're training for something new, sometimes we can be a little nervous. Can I pull this off? Can I figure out this training? Can I figure out how to use this machine? Would I really be any good at this new job? And we're not sure, and we can feel embarrassed in advance off of that. Someone challenges us to a fight, and we say, well, I know how to fight. I can do that. Even though it caused me other problems, I have something I can win at. Whereas I've got this other thing, I don't know if I can really pull it off or not. Here's what we want you to know. You can pull it off.
Yeah.
The new stuff that's ahead of you, you can handle it. And the reason we say it with confidence is because God wants to help you handle it. God has an amazing, amazing life that he wants to give you. And at the end of the day, the only person that can keep you from that life is you. That's it. The only person who can really keep you from the blessings God has for you is you. And we want to encourage you to keep taking the one next step of taking a hold of the good things God has for you. And that means letting go of the fear you have of your ability to handle it.
Absolutely right. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. My back.
to tell.